are thrilled that the Supreme Court is going to take on this issue. This could, for once and for all, rule on marriage equality across every state in America. It is a huge opportunity, and I think it is going to result in massive equality in terms of our country's marriage equality. So it's a very, very good day for LGBT equality.
The court has declined to take the issue on in the past. Why do you think it has decided now is the time?
I think that the momentum of progress that has been so overwhelming gives them the rationale to take the case at this time, because they recognize that we are just headed towards every state recognizing marriage equality. I think we're up to now 36 states. So many of that came after the Supreme Court made the decision to strike down the Defense of Marriage Act back in 2013. So I think it is the next logical step of the Supreme Court weighing in and hopefully saying that it is unconstitutional to deny same-sex couples the right to marry.
Do you think that there is any chance of the Supreme Court ruling against legalizing same-sex marriage for all 50 states?
There is that possibility. Of course, we won't know until they finally rule. But given the composition and how the vote went in 2013, I do expect that they will rule in favor of equality.
Could the decision impact what the Empire State Pride agenda does in New York, which has already moved ahead with same-sex marriage? I mean, no matter what the decision turns out to be, do you expect that it could have an effect on your organization's work?
Not necessarily at this point in our organization's history, because we already have a robust set of legislative priorities that extend beyond marriage equality. One of them, of course, being fighting for transgender civil rights across the state of New York. Trans New Yorkers are presently denied basic protections from discrimination, and that is a battle that we have been fighting for many years and will continue to fight here in New York. So we've got a number of other priorities that are even beyond marriage that will continue regardless of what happens at the Supreme Court.
We've come a long way since New York legalizing same-sex marriage just in 2011. What do you think explains the rapidity we've seen here?
You know, it's a matter of a place like New York with such a large population, such a progressive history, making a strong stance back in 2011, I think that really led to influencing a large number of other states. And even President Obama, when he finally affirmed his support of marriage equality in 2012, noted the methods for success here in New York, particularly our work with faith leaders that really helped tip the tide in terms of his opinion on same-sex marriage. And I think as more states, as more institutions, as more individual leaders come out in support, we are seeing people feel more comfortable being themselves and being out and living their lives fully. And more people do that, one of the things that if you look over time, what sort of changes someone's mind about LGBT equality is if they know someone who's LGBT in their life. And as we create laws and climates where people feel safer and more comfortable being who they are, they're more willing to share their whole selves with others. And that only leads to more and more progress. And it's been a really phenomenal time to work in the movement.